The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. I'm laughing because I just recorded the episode and deleted it, but you know, that's a mistake. And as my mom always used to say, if you did it once, you can do it again. Okay, so it was pretty good, but we'll see what happens. Today's reading is from Marcus Aurelius' Meditations, Book 4, Paragraph 28. A black character is an unmanly character, a stubborn character, bestial, childish, animalistic, foolish, crafty, ribald, fraudulent, tyrannical. So this gave me trouble for several reasons. Number one, what does he mean? Okay, he uses all these terms, and you know, I in preparing this, I always consult multiple translations, and then I synthesize, you know, one translation that I'm going to use from that. And the translations were quite varied. You know, for example, our translation here says a black character, an unmanly character, a childish character, or sorry, a stubborn character. But another one said a black heart, an unmanly heart, a stubborn heart. You know, we have bestial. Another translation said acting like a beast of prey. You know, which is much more specific. We have here fraudulent. Another one said mercenary. I don't even know what that is. Here we have unmanly. Another one said womanish. So being a student of Mishlei, where Shlomo HaMelech uses these terms. Uses very specific terms with nuances and connotations. I'm kind of wary to like speculate on what Aurelius means by these particular terms and to read too much into them, especially given the fact that the translators don't know, can't agree on how to translate these things. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is the lack of continuity from the previous paragraph. We've been talking about how you view yourself in the universe. What's your place in the universe? What perspective should you have? You know, yesterday we talked about are we in a universe of hashgacha, of providence and order? Or are we like the Stoics believe and like Judaism holds? Or are we in a universe of blind chance and atoms just clashing around and that's it, you know? So this has seemingly nothing to do with that. The third thing is that when I read this, I recalled seeing the phrase black character before. So I looked back at the translation that I had used for previous episodes, couldn't find it. And then I remembered that I saw it in another translation of 4:18. So I'm going to read to you this other translation of 4:18, which I did not use in the actual episode, which says, how great a rest from labor he gains who does not look to what his neighbor says or does or thinks, but only to what he himself is doing, in order that exactly this may be just and holy or in accord with a good man's conduct. Do not look round at a black character, but run toward the goal, balanced, not throwing your body about. So he uses the phrase black character. And I remember when I read that, I was like, what does he mean by black character? And that's why I didn't use that translation, because it's just this foreign term that he just doesn't explain. So I was thinking, oh, nice. Here he explains it now. Okay. But why is he explaining it now? What does this have to do with anything? Okay. So I consulted my go-to commentary, Farquhar Harson, and turns out he raises all these points, okay, and gives me guidance. And you know, just, you know, methodology and learning, you know you're on the right track when the commentator raises the same questions that you do and then answers them. So he says, so Farquhar Harson says, this chapter breaks the connection between 27 and 29. As I observed, this is not connected to 27, and I guess 29 is connected to 27, which I guess we'll see tomorrow. Gattaker thought that it had originally followed chapter 18 as an explanation of the word black character, as I speculated. But then he says, the origin of the aphorism is a reflection such as prompted in 5:11 and 9:39, which we'll look at in a second. Matthew Arnold suggested that he was thinking of the lives of Tiberius, Caligula, Nero, Domitian, and wrote down for himself such a warning entry as this, significant and terrible in its abruptness. So like a footnote saying, like, don't be like these guys. So let's look at 5:11, which he referred us to. So here he says, to what purpose then am I now using my soul? In every case, ask yourself this question and examine yourself. What have I now in this part which men call the governing part, and whose soul have I at present? A child's, a boy's, a woman's, a despot's, a dumb animal's, a dangerous beast's? So he doesn't use the term black character here, but he does refer to those same, many of those same qualities, right? A child, woman, despot, dumb animal, dangerous beast, which are the same things he mentions in our paragraph, 4:28. Okay, then if we look at 939, he says, either all comes to pass from one fountain of mind, as in a single organic body, and the part must not find fault with what is good for the good of the whole, or else there are atoms, nothing but a mechanical mixture and dispersal. Why then be troubled? Say to your governing self, are you dead, gone to corruption, turned into a beast? Are you acting a part, running with a herd, feeding with it? So here, too, he doesn't use the term black character, but he mentions some of the elements of a black character, like corruption, turn into a beast, etc. So the question is, what do we make of all of this? Okay, so I could not help but notice that in our paragraph 428, he is just defining a black character. But in the paragraph earlier, in 418, he was saying, you know, the theme of that paragraph was really making decisions based on a relative value system where you're really looking at other people and being worried about what they think and how they're perceiving you instead of listening to your own soul and doing what's best for your own character. And in that context, he says, do not look round at a black character, but run towards the goal, balance, not throwing your body about. So 418 is contrasting black character, saying that black character is an outcome of being in a relative value system. That's clue number one. Clue number two is in 511, he had said, how are you using your soul? Okay, which is in line with 418, that this has to do with, you know, two directions that the soul can be used in. And then in 939, he does connect it to the themes that we've been talking about, which is the universe, and are we in the universe of Hashgacha, you know, providence and order, or are we in a universe of random atoms? And in that context, he's saying that if we fail to recognize the truth, then we are giving into these qualities of being a black character. So what do we make of this? Okay, I hope this is coherent. In my last recording, it was kind of coherent. But so I think the mistake is as follows. I think that we tend to view good character traits and bad character traits as like, you know, I'll use a mushroom that I've been using in EOV with my EOV students. We view them as like two flavors of ice cream or like two shades of paint, you know, that there's me and I can paint my character white or black, or I could have, you know, I could have a vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream. And those are just two, each, you know, vanilla is a quality and chocolate is a quality. White is a quality, black is a quality. But then there's such a thing as like a neutral, you know, space. So I think that's how we view I think that's how we view ourselves. Like, just to use an example, like, let's say I could become generous, you know, I have a trait of generosity, or I could have a trait of stinginess. But insofar as I don't have either, then I'm kind of like hanging out, you know, neutral. So I think the way that Aurelius is talking about this black character, at least here, is it's not like that, is rather, insofar as you are not aligning your soul properly with your governing principle, with reason, with the nature of the whole, then you are defaulting into this path towards becoming a black character. Meaning that these bad qualities are there in rush to fill in the vacuum of wisdom. Once you deviate from wisdom, you fall prey to these characteristics. And this is very in line with Iramim and the more Nevuchim I quoted earlier. In 311, I believe. I don't remember which in more Nevuchim 311. I don't know which episode of this podcast, where the Rambam says that all interpersonal harm that we cause each other and all bad decisions that we make for ourselves are a result of privation, a result of a lack of wisdom in some way. And therefore, having good qualities is having... is a direct result of having wisdom. But in the absence of wisdom, you default into these bad qualities. And so I think what Aurelius is really setting up here is that this is why you need constant vigilance in you know, talking to your soul and reorienting yourself towards the proper perspective of saying, you know, am I doing what is right for my own soul, or am I caring about what other people think and operating in a relative value system? Am I viewing myself as an animal, you know, being buffeted about by the winds of chance and in the universe of blind atoms like the Epicureans, or am I being a stoic or who is looking towards the order of the whole and aligning myself with my rationality and accepting that which comes to me, or, you know, as a Jew, recognizing the Ratzon Hashem, the will of God, and the design that he has for the universe and the design he has for mankind is mapped out by the Torah. And in absence of that, once you deviate from that, you default into these bad character traits. So that's all I got for this. Doesn't make sense. I don't know. You tell me. but that's the best I can make sense of this. Abrupt interruption in the flow of his conversation, hobbling together based on context and not trying to speculate about the meanings of these particular terms. That is it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link in the description. Thank you to my listeners for listening, and thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone. And just a note for the Patreon thing, if you are thinking about contributing, then feel free to wait until the new year, because Patreon will charge you at the beginning of each month. So if you don't want to be charged twice, then just wait till January. And again, thank you very much for those who have contributed.